With 2 days to go before the release of the final Harry Potter book, the publisher is scrambling to plug leaks of the book on the internet and through the mail. Scholastic said today it will take legal action against a discount internet retailer for shipping books early. And the publisher also went to court to get what appeared to be photos of the book's pages off the internet. Here's NPR's Robert Smith on the struggle to keep a book this big secret.
He can tell you his name.
Sean Sundwall.
And that he works at Amazon.com, but he can't reveal his exact location.
All I can tell you is I'm in the state of Nevada. We aren't allowed for security reasons to actually disclose where our fulfillment center is due to the tight security around the seventh book of the Harry Potter series.
But you are actually standing within 10, 20, 30 feet of the final Harry Potter book?
I am. It's called the Harry Potter Zone, actually, and it's fenced off. It's completely guarded. There's only one entrance, and if you don't have the right badge, you don't get in.
And even if you do, you can't look at the book. Only long-term employees with gloves can pick it up and place it unopened into shipping boxes for a Saturday delivery. 40 books a minute, not one missing.
We keep count on it multiple times a day. Many, many times. There's actually people set aside to count boxes and count pallets.
The obsession with the security of the new Harry Potter book has become as legendary as Hogwarts. Scholastic, the U.S. publisher, won't even answer questions about how the book is printed or distributed. But with millions of copies of the book now out of their grasp and in the hands of bookstores and libraries, it was only a matter of time before some of the magic escaped. Scholastic admitted today that some of the books, around 1,000, had been shipped out early by a discount internet site. One of those books has already been offered on eBay for $250. Meanwhile, photos of what are allegedly the inside pages are now available on file-sharing sites on the internet. Scholastic has been working to pull the content off those sites while not confirming that the pictures of the book are authentic. It could, after all, be just a very well-designed hoax.
Well, I haven't seen the book, so I couldn't tell you if they're real or not.
Kim Brown is a vice president at Barnes & Noble. Regardless of any leaks, the bookseller is sticking with its tight security plan as the books begin to leave their undisclosed locations en route to stores. And that means armed guards, no photos, and generally treating the book like it came out of Fort Knox.
You know, it's not the cure for cancer, but, you know, for so many fans out there, it is a big deal.
If the leaks continue, it could be a big deal for the courts, too. The publisher has made bookstores and libraries sign legal agreements, promising not to release the book before midnight on Friday. And if one of them did leak that copy on the internet or knowingly release the book, they could be liable for up to $200,000 in penalties, or worse. One British man got 4.5 years in prison for stealing the last book, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, and trying to sell it to a reporter. Of course, all this brouhaha about security does serve another purpose, as just another way to promote the book. At McNally Robinson, a small bookseller in Soho, employee Jessica Stockton is worried not about keeping the book secure, but about whether they've ordered enough. All this talk about the big secret and whether it's been breached adds to the fun.
I think it's part of the mythology of Harry Potter, like it's this magical secret huge thing, sort of a forbidden, like the thrill of the forbidden, you're not allowed to have it until this date, but that's enjoyable. Like, you know, ruining it is kind of apart from the spirit of the thing.
And just as Harry Potter is tested in the books, now his fans will be too. Harry Potter's publisher, Scholastic, made a direct appeal to anyone who might, through accident or otherwise, get the book early. They're asking that you don't open the package and keep it hidden until midnight on Friday. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
Now, not every Harry Potter fan will snap up the book at 12:01 a.m. Saturday, and that means, starting this weekend, many will be plugging their ears to avoid hearing how the book ends. So, beware the spoilers.
A spoiler could be your precocious child who stays up all night Saturday reading all 784 pages, or an excited reader on the subway with loose lips.
And so begins a race. How long can you expect it'll be before you hear someone somehow spill the beans?
Well, to put your minds at rest, after a heated or at least lively conversation here at NPR, the High Commission has ruled the ending of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows is not news. You will not hear it here.
On the other hand, you or your child could unsuspectingly hear that in Moby Dick, the whale fares better than Captain Ahab, and in War and Peace, bet on the Russian winter. But fear not, a book can still bring pleasure, even if you know how it ends.